Hi, guys, and welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
Today, we are joined by Lauren, who is the SVP of Creative
at our
company.
She actually has a real role in our company.
Yes, a very big role.
Yeah, major role.
Major role. But she also is a correspondent.
She moonlights.
Yeah, she moonlights as actually several correspondents.
She does.
So today, she is joining us as not one, but two correspondents.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's going to have to switch hats.
She needs to change clothes.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's a podcast. First, she's going to be our voice memo correspondent and plead her case. She is a gigantic fan of leaving people voice memos.
No.
I don't get it.
We couldn't even talk about it because the two of us,
we fought.
The two of us just fully agree with each other.
You and I agree.
Yes.
But we fought with Lauren about it.
Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about for the two of us.
So I told her to come on. Let's plead your case.
Yeah.
Let the people decide.
Yeah.
There will be a judge and jury out there and someone will come down with the verdict. We're just not voice memo people.
No.
And
you lose on all fronts.
I 100% agree. And I think we can't have the conversation without her because that's not fair.
No, I think we should. It's our podcast.
Yeah. We can do what we want. But I have a lot of feelings about it. And I'm willing to take the tip if someone feels really strongly, like Lauren.
Okay.
Let her come on and try and convince us.
Okay. She can try.
But first, a quick break.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
All right, guys, we are back with Lauren, our voice memo correspondent.
Did you know that you could be a voice memo correspondent?
No. This is honestly beyond my wildest hopes and dreams.
My mom is
going to be so proud.
Your third correspondent.
You are a voice memo correspondent.
Yeah.
Well, so before we lead the witness too much, and I don't know who the witness
is. No, there is no witness here.
Everyone listening?
Yeah, fine.
Right.
We don't want to leave. They're the jury.
That's right. They are the jury.
Joanne and I are going to plead our case for why we do not like voice memos. Lauren loves a voice memo. We vehemently disagree. We don't really disagree about that much.
No, honestly, I feel like we're aligned in many things. But to set the scene for everyone listening at home, I helped produce this podcast and we're on a pre-call just chatting through what we were going to talk about. And it turned into, dare I say, an argument?
I was going to call it a fight. Yeah. But sure. Yeah.
I don't really have a list of fights that we get into.
This was like a pretty fiery disagreement.
A level like 1 to 10, the other people on the call were at a 7 of a discomfort.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. Joanna, what were you feeling?
I would say that's right. With Clea, 1,000%.
We're doing what all appropriate, mature adults do is that you take your fight to the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or online.
Okay.
Lauren, audio format.
I think before we get into absolutely why she's wrong, let her.
We can't.
We're not leading anybody, but it's wrong.
So I'm on trial.
Yes.
No, we're on trial too. We're just
Okay,
so I'll start. I'm going to lay the groundwork here,
please.
Not for pro or con, but just like as a blanket statement, we have to communicate in a lot of different ways nowadays, right? It's like there's email, there's text, there's phone calls still. I think some people have landlines.
No, I was going to say Zooms.
Slack,
FaceTimes.
FaceTimes, all of the above. And so the rise of the voice note is happening. And so this prompted a debate because I am a fan. I just think I've never been described as brief in my entire life. Verbose is
brevity wasn't like,
No. I don't make it look easy.
You will not be
and
on the brevity
lengthy.
Correspondent like list.
No, nothing's fast because I think there's a lot of context in everything that goes on. Like any conversation I have, I'm like, well, but then there's also this to consider or there's this. I also blame my sign. I'm a Gemini. So there's like a lot of sides to like
No, you're already a horoscope correspondent. That's not today.
No, she's the astrology correspondent.
Oh, right.
Well, no, I'm not trying to. I just am giving some background for why I have the feelings that I have.
Okay.
I need to. Audience, this is part of my case.
All right. Okay.
This is circumstantial evidence.
That's right. Actually correct. I'm actually a little nervous now because Joanna and I don't have a lot of evidence. No. Like, I feel like we're not, we didn't really plan for that. You do?
Yeah.
So long story short, I feel like depending on the message, right, on what you have to share, I'm not saying that a voice note is the right medium for every single thing. But if you're like, hey, I have something that's going to take 5 text blocks to share. Let me just quickly be like, there's 5 different things happening here. So like, let me break it down for you and send this in a message. Now, I understand that the opposing counsel is going to bring up notes around the fact that that's what a phone call is for. But look, sometimes
projection, Your Honor, that's absolutely not true. I'd like that canceled from the record. Right,
stricken from the record.
Yeah. I disagree. Objection on my side. So sustained.
Reclaiming my time.
Sustained. Okay. Like, I just think sometimes I don't want to talk on the phone. Like, I'm not trying to have a full conversation with you about.
You can't just like drop.
Hold on. What? God, am I the only person who has respect for the law?
I just am not trying to have a conversation with you. I'm not like, hey, how are you? How's your mom and them? Okay, great. Let me also now say all the shit. Because what happens is every time, Joanna, you and I get on the phone, it's like I have to ask you one question and 45 minutes later, we're discussing the viability of long-term plans of like XYZ strategic decision. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just need to just be like, hi, 5 things, you know?
That's what a text is for.
No, but there is nuance.
Okay, is it our turn?
I just want to say to everyone listening, it's like I'm not advocating for this all the time. I'm not someone who's just like, voice note. It's like...
Miss call.
Yes. It's just like occasionally I think it's helpful.
Okay, I just want to say that in our original disagreement, the word occasionally did not pop up.
Well,
I believe it was, I love a voice note.
That's because, well, first of all, I do love a voice note. And second of all, nuance is important here,
okay,
right?
That's fine.
It's like nothing is black or white, which is why a voice note is a nice medium. If this were a voice note, I could be like, you know, let me just amend my previous statement and share with you that I think this is me miming that I'm making a voice note.
I know.
I just want you to hear.
It is audio.
I was doing it.
Right. Okay. Just
practicing. I was holding the phone up to my foot, to my face.
Yes. Okay.
But I would just leave you a voice note that says like, I just want to further clarify.
Okay.
And that concludes my case, Your Honor.
Okay.
To the audience.
And I think that you pled it well. Pled it?
Thank you.
No, yes. Pleaded.
I pled it.
No, you don't pled.
Lauren and I, one of the things we're really aligned on are words that we think should be words.
So this is a side note, and I want to just quickly say it, and then I will give everyone the floor. I don't believe that dove is a proper word sometimes. I think when you say dive, I think there's also a divin. Word in between that Clea and I agree on,
divin.
And it's called divin. Sometimes saying I dove into it makes sense, but other times, if you're like, I need... It's like, this hasn't been divin into yet. This hasn't been dove into yet. It just doesn't.
Right.
Right. So like, I think we just invented this other word called divin, which is the middle from dive to dove.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
So this is a pled.
You pled it.
You pled it?
No, absolutely
you pleaded.
No.
You pleaded it.
Well, that's a second episode.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll
anyway.
Come back to this.
Okay. Yeah. So let me explain my issue with voice notes. And I agree with you. They are majorly on the rise. I receive a lot of them. But just like you said, how you don't really want to have a phone call, that's the way I feel when I get a voice note. Like, I feel like in the world of texting, everyone texts. When you get a voice note, no one wants to hear your side. They are shouting out the window and driving away. It is so clear that they don't want to call you. That they send you a one-sided phone call.
Yeah. It feels awful.
So sometimes I'm like, you know, in a place where I can't pick up the phone, I can't listen, a text is discreet, you can read it, you can reply. Like, I feel like if I get a voice note, with a text, you even get a couple of lines pop up in your phone. A voice memo, someone could be in jail, someone could be in the hospital, someone could be late for coffee. I don't know.
It puts the burden on the recipient.
Listener.
Yep. And I don't think it's fair.
Like, well, I guess only if you consider the message a burden.
But we don't know what the message is.
That's right.
Why isn't there just even like a little speech bubble, text bubble that comes up just to like a subject line.
At least, or it could transcribe.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to be like, more context about X below with the finger pointing emoji down, and then I'm going to leave a voice note. So okay. Then you understand that I'm voice noting you about the Today Show. Yeah. So now you know.
Okay. So I think context is the big piece.
So this is the rub for you guys. So now this is now turning into therapy, not trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm happy for the transition. So really it's about context. You don't want to be sneak attacked with a voice memo.
Right.
You're like, anything could be in here.
That's
anything,
right.
I don't want to open this box. This could be old baby teeth.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. In here.
That's right. So, we need to know what drawer we're opening.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the fact that you have no idea what's coming at you, and now you have to respond.
And then you feel an urgency to listen.
Right. Well, who listens to voicemails?
Honestly, I think that voice notes give you a pass because you could just never listen to it.
No, but obviously it's important.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
But no, but that's the problem.
I don't have the context. Your emergency is not my urgency.
But that's why a text is good, because you can then decide that.
Here's one concession I will give, and I admit that, like, maybe it's a double standard. I believe that voice notes work for me.
That's the problem.
But if a guy sends me a voice note, like in a dating situation, it's an immediate ick. It's immediate hard pass. It's a no. I'm like, I don't want to hear your voice. I didn't ask to hear your voice.
Why is that any different?
Yes. I mean, I don't know, Dr. Ruth. You tell me.
My psychiatrist is actually, his name is Dr. Ruth.
That's so fun.
Shout out to Dr. Ruth.
Shout out, Dr. Ruth. I just am like, there's something where I'm just like, I'm not trying to listen to you, but sorry to any guy I've ever dated that's listening to this podcast. It's probably a low percentage.
We have no male listeners. I think John dropped off, so I don't actually know.
My favorite thing is, like, after I've gone to, like, a party or something, like, my friend Mia and I will just, like, voice note back and forth, like, what about this? What about this? And we just, like, volley voice notes. And, like, I love that because it's, like, I can hear the inflection of the recap. You know, it feels like it, like, replaces...
A phone call? Is what you're describing?
When
you
mean the volley of conversation?
Exactly. I think what you're describing is a phone call.
I hear all your points. And what I'm willing to, like, meet you in the middle.
Yeah.
I think this is an episode about compromise, really.
I think it is, too, actually.
Yeah.
What's the compromising on our side?
You might listen to it if I give you context.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the door knobs.
Nobody won. I won.
Oh,
no,
won.
No.
I definitely didn't win.
Okay. No, with your volleying voice notes. No, you definitely didn't win. No. I would say that I think...
No, it's up for the jury.
I think it's been downgraded from a disagreement to a debate.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. A conversation. Healthy.
A healthy conversation. So I would like to invite our jury of listeners to DM us at Best Friend Energy, to get in touch with us at bestfriendenergypod.com. I want to know... Not just voice note versus no voice note. I want to know what your preferred form of communication is, and I'd like to hear your defense.
Please.
Like, I really think it's so interesting. It's become like a weird litmus? What? Can we not say words today?
Litmus.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It's a test.
Yeah.
It shows who you are. It's like it's the new astrology sign. Yeah. I'm a texter.
I think I want to get a landline.
Yeah. I like how definitively you said that. We'll be right back after this break. First, a word from our sponsors. Okay, we are back with Kenna.
Hi, Kenna.
She is our social media correspondent and our Gen Z correspondent. And not to play any favorites, because we love all of our correspondents, but Kenna's sitting right here right now. So we're just going to say that.
Yeah, Kenna, you're fine.
Kenna, we love you the most.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. But Lauren's not here, so I'm just not here. Okay, we are going to talk about some dating terms. We're not going to use the word slang anymore because that's horrible.
So cringe.
And embarrassing and horrific.
Yeah, right.
Some dating terms that apparently the youngins are using.
I'm so excited to hear what you guys have.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about some words.
Okay, go.
What is breadcrumbing?
I'm going to be completely honest. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, okay.
So, you guys tell me.
Okay. Okay. That means no one uses it. If Kenna doesn't know what that means, this is like a made-up term.
Who's it for? So breadcrumbing is when someone you'd like to have a relationship with leads you on just enough to keep you in their life without a solid commitment. That kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
But who's going to use that in a sentence?
I don't think we use that word.
No.
I'm just going to go with like leading on. Like,
yeah, right. Thank you.
It's like, just leading
right.
on.
This is like a normal classic term.
Right, right.
We have another one. Soft launch.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, soft launch is a thing.
Okay.
Soft launch is like people do soft launches all the time now, you guys.
Okay. Wow.
So it is like you have a boyfriend, but you don't want your following to know who it is.
Oh, because...
But you want them to know that you are in a relationship.
Whoa.
So a soft launch is say I'm going to post a photo with my boyfriend, but it's just us holding hands. You can't see his face or the back of his head. Or you know that you're on a date because it's two glasses of wine at the table. But you can't tell
who it
is.
So it's a hint?
It's a hint. It's like you're soft launching that you're in a relationship, but you're not. So there's a hard launch too. A hard launch is like, I'm just going to post a photo of both of us.
Like, kissing.
Here we are. Yeah. We are. Like kind of how Kelsey and Chase did.
I was just about to say, I feel like they hard launched.
They totally hard launched.
Okay. Now, what if you don't have a social media account? Do you still use the word soft launch, or does it only apply if you have a social media account?
It only applies if you have social.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the tree falling in the woods.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I guess you could like
you don't soft launch a boyfriend with your parents. Like it's not it's not the context where you're like, hey, we're just friends.
It's just on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just internet specific. Okay.
Yep, all right, what about submarining?
Don't know. You tell me.
Ooh, okay, then
when
it's
she doesn't
out,
know, that means know. It's not.
Okay,
a
but
thing.
Let's at okay. least, okay, when a match suddenly stops communication, then reappears months later. Oh, meaning a match like on Tinder?
Maybe. I'm thinking this is like a ghosting moment. Like
it feels like it.
But then they reappear.
Reappear. I mean, people that ghost, though, they can come back. Like,
so they're
I'm
no
not gonna lie,
ghost?
Guys. I ghosted this guy in February. I just didn't respond to him asking me out on a date.
Why?
Straight up stopped.
Texted him back last week.
Wait, why did you not respond to him?
I got like really weird about like, I didn't know like if this was getting too serious for me. And I didn't know how to like say it with my words. Like, it was really bad. It was my fault for like not responding.
That's okay.
But
just re-ghost.
Which I guess is called submarining.
Oh, so look at us giving you terms.
Okay, but, and also, who are you saying, hey, I'm submarining?
Yeah, like, no, you're not doing that.
I think it's just like an act. I don't think it's like, you say, okay. Submarined
you. No, soft launch is the thing.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't say, I'm soft launching my boyfriend. You just kind of do it.
Got it. Okay. All right, next one. Riz.
Riz is like you have game. Like if someone has riz, they're like smooth with their words. And they're also like, I think it's short for like charisma.
I think it is.
But for me and my friends, we just say like, ooh, he has riz. Because like he can talk to a girl. Like he has game. Oh. Like he's smooth with his words.
Okay, you say it way better than me.
You say it in a very smooth way too. You say it with riz. Is that possible?
I said riz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
You made it kind of yuck. So riz.
Yeah.
You use this one out loud.
You do say he has riz. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. What is orbiting?
You guys, I have absolutely no idea.
When someone ends your relationship or stops texting you but continues to interact with your social media posts, including viewing your Instagram story or commenting or liking posts.
That happened to my best friend.
That sounds like a real thing.
It literally happened to my best friend. They were texting all day, like nonstop, going on dates. All of a sudden, he like basically ghosts her. But then she's like posting a photo and he's liking, like.
So what do you do with that information?
It's just like, he's obviously there. He's just like not responding to my text. So it's like, what does that even mean? I don't know.
So there was, okay.
Oh my God.
Let's just put all the terms
together. I am so lucky I'm married.
Can you even?
No.
Oh, Joanna, you would die in this dating world right now.
What would I do?
It is insane. It's so hard out there.
There's a lot of riz. There's a lot of riz.
No, but that's the problem. Is there not a lot of riz?
She's a lot of riz.
No, that's not right.
No, it's not right. That's not right. No.
That's so not right.
Not right. Okay.
So someone got ghosted and then they orbit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Can I quiz you guys quickly on a few words?
Oh, I guarantee we'll get a 0%. No. Go ahead.
All right. What about this? What does living rent-free mean?
Okay, I know this.
Yeah,
okay, I know this one too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So many people live rent-free in my mind.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So many people.
You got it then.
All right, they're living there. No. I should charge. I don't.
I love that.
Okay, great. I'm glad you know that one. Okay, what about left no crumbs?
That sounds like a breadcrumbing.
Does that sound like breadcrumbing?
No.
No. Left no crumbs.
Or another word would be like, oh, she ate. Like she ate that. She left no crumbs.
No. Left nothing behind?
It just means like she slayed that. Like it's a slay. Like,
okay.
Or if you post a TikTok dance and someone comments like, left no crumbs, it's like she popped off, she slayed.
God, there are a lot of terms. I don't know.
So you do say that one as a verb. It's not like you say that one out loud.
But it's not breadcrumbing. It's nothing new with breadcrumbing.
To translate for the old people, the elders here, I think it's like when you like left it all out on the field.
Yeah.
Or like left it all out on the floor.
Right.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Yeah, kind of.
Okay, it's
that's
fine.
Right.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
Okay, so there's another one that we say, but it's an abbreviation. We abbreviate everything, right?
Yes.
We hear you.
Yeah,
abbreviate.
Okay. So BFFR.
Best friend forever return.
Oh, God.
Wait, BFFR. I'm with you on best friend forever.
I'll give you a hint. One of the F's is a bad word.
Oh, best fucking friend.
Be effing for real. Be fucking for real. BFFR right now. Like, be for real. Okay. BFFR.
All right, so you're telling someone that they have to BFFR.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, you say, like, the most interesting fact in the world or, like, a crazy story, and you're like, BFFR.
Wow. If you ever said that to me, FFR.
I need, like, a Kenna dictionary next to me at all times.
Like, well, no, this isn't just Kenna. Terms. This is literally my generation. Oh, okay. Like, everyone's saying BFFR.
Okay, when we're at the brand house, there's always everything is, like, a brief.
It's in a brief.
Yeah. It's in a brief. Yeah. BR, bathroom. Oh. BH, brand house.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew that. Okay. We knew BH. That.
Okay, and so, wait, what was bathroom?
BR.
BR. Okay.
Go to the BR.
But not to be confused with BRB.
Oh, God, Joanna, no one says BRB anymore.
Nobody says it. No.
I mean,
I just said it yesterday.
Out loud?
I might have texted it.
That's fine to text, I think.
It is? Yeah. It's okay to text?
Yeah, just don't say BRB in person.
You don't say it in person?
No.
When did that stop?
I think when it started.
You guys, you're doing great, though.
No, clearly I'm not. I said it yesterday.
No, BFFR. Okay.
What about that's sus?
Rude. Everything is sus in our house. Everything.
Okay, so you guys got that one down.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And well, at least you have your kids to keep you in touch
I
with.
I know. Not. I can't count on them for anything.
No.
So, no. Yeah. The second I take their word for anything, I'm sure the tables will turn.
Well, it's BRB.
It's BFFR.
Yeah.
BFFR. I'm going to say that to Stella.
Yeah.
Wait, remind me. So it's being for real.
Yeah.
But are you like, basically like, be real right now?
Is it like, are you kidding?
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding? Like, are you DA?
Are you serious?
Oh, you guys know DA?
No.
Dead ass?
No.
Are you DA right now? Like BFFR? Like,
oh wait, my God.
I don't understand. Wait,
you must be exhausted. Like, you must go to bed exhausted from being.
Like, because it's another language. Do you have to translate it in your head before you say it out loud?
No, it just comes so naturally.
Wait, I don't even understand DA.
Dead ass. Like, are you dead ass?
I don't 100%.
I don't. What does that mean?
You don't know dead ass?
No, I know, but I'm like, I don't know.
No, I don't even know that. I don't even know
what. Are you dead ass serious right now?
Oh, no, I didn't even know that.
Are you DA right now?
Yeah, that's
it. Did I sound convincing?
No.
Not really, but you saw my face. What if you don't see my face? Am I DA right? Are you DA right now?
No. It's still not convincing.
No, it's still not. Okay.
Don't worry. Just come to me with any questions. I got you.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna leave you like texts and voice memos.
I'm just going to have like all these different letters and you're going to have to figure out what I'm trying to say.
Okay, perfect.
It's going to be like XRTLV.
Leave me with an acronym.
Okay, look at you with an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what people, like, do they call it an acronym or is it an abbreviation?
No, it's just an abbreviation.
It's an abbreviation.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We have a lot to learn.
Yeah. Wait, what did I shorten the other day? Oh, the NABES.
The NABES? I forgot.
I got a new sweatshirt and I said, is this good for my new NABES? My new neighborhood.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I thought you meant nipples.
Okay. I was so confused on what NABES was.
I thought so too for a minute.
The NABES.
Okay. See, neighborhood's hard. I don't know how I would abbreviate that one.
I guess it would be NABES, but it sounds like NIPS.
Yeah.
It sounds like something. No. Sounds like a. It just sounds like a body part, though. I think we have to call it something different.
All right. Thank you, Kenna.
Oh, thank you.
How do you say thank you in Gen Z?
Oh, T-Y.
T-Y.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you guys.
I-L-Y. Illy.
Okay. Yeah, great.
I love you.
Yeah.
Is that
does love you like a sister?
Yeah.
What is that one?
Oh, you don't even know love you like a sister?
No, is that a...
L-Y-L...
No, I'm done. I'm
no,
done.
It was
Thank
a thing.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. T-Y...
L-Y-L-I-S-S-R-T.
L-Y-B.
L-Y-B. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Friend Energy. We're back every Tuesday with a new episode.
Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Best Friend Energy.
Best Friend Energy is a Hello Sunshine and Sony Music Entertainment production.
Engineering and mixing by Nashville Audio Productions.
Our senior producer is Rebecca Kaufman.
Our associate producer is Cami York. Our executive producers at The Home Edit and Hello Sunshine are Lauren Lagarde, Hillary Franchi, and us.
See you next time.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.